als Elektronikmusiker, als Electronic Musician, ist natürlich das Instrument, Hauptinstrument. Guck mal, hier ist ein Kabel drin. Ne? Guck mal. Und wieder rein.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2024.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2024 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Ich habe hier einen neuen Gast mitgebracht und wir mischen jetzt einfach, oder es wird wahrscheinlich eher Englisch. Susanna.
Hallo.
Hallo. Oder auch Friday
genau.
Ist bei mir und ist ein bisschen die Ersatzspielerin für Mary C. von der Synth Library, denn du bist auch aus Tschechien.
Genau, ich bin auch aus Prag. Ja, lass uns jetzt in Deutsch in Englisch wechseln.
Okay, yes.
Okay, cool. Big ups to Mary C. Gute Besserung, get well soon.
Yes, please, get yes. well soon. And yeah, apparently there are lots of people from Prague here this time. Later on there will be people from the Punctum Tape label, but mm-hmm. now we're talking because I was very, very desperately looking for females who are not only performers but who are also covering other aspects of the industry.
Yeah.
So you are representing several manufacturers.
Yeah. So today and tomorrow I'm representing a company called All Our Minds and their product, which is a plugin called Now, all caps. And Now is exactly, I'll tell you more about it later, but I think it's actually a very special sampler that lets you tune all your samples into the scale and key of your project instantly. Mm-hmm. And you also can do a lot of audio editing, which is non-destructive.
And it works with all DAWs, like a VST plugin? Or what
kind? Yes, it's a VST plugin.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, I'm going to be representing Coma Electronic, which is a company that's based in Berlin, and they make modular and semi-modular instruments, different gear and accessories. And they're presenting an array of new products here at Superbooth this year. So it's it's quite exciting.
So you have different hats for every day. And
yes.
And you're changing.
Yes, actually, so that's true.
So that's why you have to talk about the plugin today, because we're only broadcasting today. Or will you also tell us a little bit of like review on what's new with Coma?
If I have the time, I would like to maybe say tell a little bit about both.
Sure.
Yeah, it's possible.
Go ahead. Yeah, of course.
Right. So I got involved with All Our Minds when they were looking for someone to write a manual. And because I wrote manual for some products at Coma Electronic, then I thought, okay, it would be nice. So as I worked there as a freelancer. And Superbooth actually is the first big event apart from NAMM where the new company is presenting this plugin. And what this plugin does is that you've got a sampler, like a classic PAD sampler. It's all virtual. Then you have two keyboards, and each keyboard has four zones, aka layers, which means that you can layer up to four sounds per keyboard. And then it has a slicer, which means that you work more on a granular level. You can just load one sample in, and then you can just apply effects and tune like a tiny bit of the sample or different parts of the sample that you just activate. It works on a color code model, which means that you have an option to see all of your samples that you load in from your sound library in their original tune, because the plugin analyzes all the samples instantly, so you see which key and scale they're in. But if you want to just browse through your samples and see which samples would work well with your music project in any DAW, it's like Ableton, Pro Tools, you name it, you can just with one click tune all of the samples into the key and of your project. And also you have a massive effect chain there with everything from, you know, reverb and EQ to delay and all that. And there's a lot of there's like a big effect chain. You can bypass everything. You can also apply effects on the keys on every single pedal. You can apply all different sorts of effects, so you can really go very creative with it. And we would like to show everyone one at the room 531 today and tomorrow and Saturday, how you can actually use it for your music. It doesn't matter if you do trap, hip hop, techno and house, or if you do experimental things, because this plugin has a lot of possibilities. Basically, our running joke between colleagues is that it's its own DAW without MIDI, but you can hook it up with MIDI controllers and use MIDI of your DAW as well. Yeah.
I'm amazed.
I know.
How much? Yeah. Put a price tag on it.
Yeah, I actually don't know how much. I cannot tell you the price tag, but you have to find out and come to the room and ask my colleagues who might know. Yes.
So the company just started, All Minds.
Yeah, some of the people, I think they're from Native Instruments, the developers and programmers originally. Other people have their own companies. They do their own thing, their own plugins or instruments. So, it's just people from the industry who've been working for years on different things, and now they kind of met to work on this plugin together.
Mm-hmm. And what is your background to become a manual writer?
Oh, I'm not a manual writer per se. I'm originally a music journalist, and I was writing as a freelancer since quite some years. I also, been DJing and making music myself and producing music for a long time and just being like a massive music nerd. And then when I moved to Berlin, I moved to study popular music here for one semester, and then I just stayed. And I worked for some music PR companies. I worked for some magazines, and then I landed at Coma Electronic. And I was basically a community manager at their community space Common Ground, where you could have soldering stations. We did workshops when people can learn how to solder their own thing. Mm-hmm. I was organizing events there, and I was also writing manuals for Coma Electronic products. And then I did some different things in between. And now I work for a Resonant Advisor as well, and Coma Electronic, and now this plugin, and did some radio. It's just a lot of different things. It's just whatever comes my way and it sounds interesting, I just kind of go for it. Yeah.
Brilliant. So, tell us more about what's new with Coma.
There's many great things new with Coma. I'm actually really amazed that this company made it to Superbooth this year with so many new products. So one of their most famous are probably FieldKit and FieldKit FX, which are these small wooden boxes that allow you to move things, use radios, make sound, use audio signals and CV signals. And the FieldKit FX, which is like a teeny tiny box full of different effects.
But that's already quite old, or is there something?
Yes.
An update or?
Well, there is a lot of new instruments. Also, Coma started creating more modules that are either like Eurorack or 1U, which are actually inspired from the FieldKit, or they take the interface of, let's say, just one part of the FieldKit. So now we have Cassiopeia, which lets you just use the signals to move motors, because with FieldKit you can move a solenoid or a DC motor. So now you have it in a module, or you can put it in your Eurorack. Mm-hmm. And with Cassiopeia, you can power up to, I think, 4 different motors, if I remember correctly. Then a new product also is a Chroma Plane, which was a collaboration between the duo. I will have to look up the name, I'm sorry. But it's a duo of musicians and Coma, and basically you just use an electromagnetic pickup to create like beautiful tonal music without touching anything. You just basically use the magnetic field to make music.
That will come later on the show.
Yes, like, and
we will have some demonstration of that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It sounds really good. You have like different sounds that you can choose from. You can tune it to different scales as well, so it's really, really nice. And then there is some 1U modules that you can also put in your Eurorack. There is like a bunch of new things that I really recommend people to check out, like together with the Coma classics, like the Complex Sequencer and the Field Kits. There's also accessories like cases, portable power supplies called Strom, and other things.
Oh, the Strom is back.
It's not in stock, but if people will show interest during Superbooth, you never know.
All right, because that was a problem for some time, because they were out of stock and they said they're not going to make it anymore. There were some issues, I think, also, if it was...
Well, I mean, there were generally issues in the industry with, the shortage of components and different things. But Coma's back, and a lot of products will be back. Also, the FieldKit FX now is back in stock, so people can order, which is quite exciting. And so is the Complex Sequencer.
I have to check that one out. And then I also heard that there's something like a motion control
thing. Commander?
The Commander.
Yeah, yes. And now there's also one new Commander. So Commander was an interface that you just...
That existed already, but there's also an upgrade?
Now there is an upgrade that it's a one new module that you can put in your Eurorack, because Commander was a standalone thing.
Yeah.
It was a standalone like little gadget. And now it's just a one new module. So you can put it in your Eurorack and you can create CV signal with moving your hand. Yeah.
Fantastic. And if you had your resident advisor hat on, music-wise, what are you looking forward to, or what would you feature?
Oh, I am not really sure. I was just so busy with preparing for the... I didn't really check the lineup yet. I'm so sorry. If you would show me, I will tell you what I like. But I'm pretty sure that like every year, whoever I see are really fantastic performances. I know that Never Soul, who's also from Prague, will perform here. I would definitely recommend that. Never Soul. She also uses modular synthesis, but also can play synthesizers and sings and makes her own production, writes her own songs. She does everything, and she's really fantastic. So that's my one pick.
Okay, maybe last question.
Yes.
Ich werde sie auf Deutsch stellen und du kannst sie auf Englisch beantworten. Sorry. Hast du das Gefühl, dass die Superboos im Allgemeinen und vielleicht auch diese ganze Elektronik-Modular-Szene diverser wird und immer mehr Frauen zum Beispiel sich für diese Art von Musik und Instrumenten entscheiden? Oder ist es nur eine, also wir haben zum Beispiel das Line-Up ist deutlich diverser als die Jahre zuvor. Ich würde sagen mindestens 50-50, wenn nicht sogar mehr Frauen als Typen.
Ja, super.
Das liegt aber, glaube ich, auch an Tonys Picks.
Ja, ja, also maybe, aber die Frage ist, hast du das Gefühl, dass die Szene sich verändert und weiblicher wird, diverser wird? Oder ist es nur eine...
Well, actually, yeah, I think that what was normal a few years ago still would be a bit more outrageous these days. I mean, it's still a slow progress and there is, of course, still a lot to be done in terms of diversity, not only when it comes to women or non-binary and queer people, but also, you know, people from different backgrounds, different parts of the world, different class and so on. But I think that there's definitely a progress and a lot of female non-binary queer musicians who make music, you know, they thanks to, I think, also popularity of different platforms, they can showcase their music easier. And the more people you have when you're starting out to look up to who maybe look similar like you or that you feel like you share something, you have something in common with, the more likely it is that we will then bring more new people also into the scene who are from everywhere. And then we can create a more diverse community. So for sure. And big ups for the lineup. Like I said, I'm so sorry. I will check it right after.
Okay, jetzt klingelt der Wecker.
Oh nein.
So, wir haben jetzt schon eine große Schlange an
Leuten,
Ausstellern und Artists, die warten.
Genau. Dicky.
Ja.
Thank you very much.
Vielen Dank.
Susanna,
thank you.
Friday.
Thank
you.
Yes.
Join us and check out all the stands you are.
Yes, All Our Minds and Coma Electronic. Check both. They're really close to each other.
Asking themselves the same question.
And say hello. Come say hi. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of the fair. And we're listening to some music and then
thanks.